Oh, there we get squats open up there like this.
Quite a week energetically, so I've done some really serious work, and things are really happening.
Oh, good. What's happening?
Well, I worked on a couple clients this week, and what happened was I told you about the chakras in my hand, you know, with the pyramids that are about 2 feet high.
Right.
And I worked on this one woman, very, very advanced lady, and both our chakras in our hands open up to the entire universe. You could just see the levels of the universe going through the hand. I had to look at that, at the thickness of my hand, because it was opening up so much. It was like an eternity in there. It was just unbelievable. It looked like it was thousands and thousands of miles of designs and just absolute beautiful colors. I've never seen anything like it before in my life. But what happened with her is that when all this was going on, she was feeling the same thing. She couldn't see it, but she could feel it. And I was looking at her mitochondria and the cells, and they doubled in size. So I'm not sure what's going on, other than something is going on that's tremendous. I've never seen chakras do this before, so this is all new, Fred. I don't know if you have an explanation or whatever is going on, but I have no idea what's going on, other than I've never seen eternity before through my chakras.
Well, what I think is that's pretty much what's happening to the people in the world right now. They're opening up, their brains are going into a big void. That's the best way I could describe it.
Okay.
We had that earthquake out here last Sunday on Easter, right, of magnitude 7.2.
Yeah.
Which we didn't notice it too much here. One end of the house, I felt it, but the other end, I didn't even notice it.
Right.
And the energy leading up to the earthquake is a downpouring, possibly from HAARP, but good,
okay.
At least it could stimulate some of it, because as the energy comes down through the north pole of the planet,
mm-hmm.
What happens is it compresses on the equator, which then rubs the tectonic plates together,
okay.
and exits out through the south pole, which creates that hole in the ozone layer down there.
Right, right.
And that plus the radiation that's coming from the satellite technologies on people has pretty much short-circuited and fried most people's ability to reach a higher consciousness and higher planes right now.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
seeing this all over. Now, we are seeing it by the types of people that are calling in, the questions that they're asking.
Right.
Our high-level, really heavy-duty people that are really knowledgeable are somewhat fried right now, I believe, because they don't have proper defenses set up for this kind of energy.
Mm-hmm.
The people that are calling in and we're talking to now, most of them are new, and they haven't really opened up their consciousness yet, so they're asking questions and looking for answers about how to do that.
Right, right.
And as a result, business, not just ours, but just about every business in this country since probably late February, has come almost to a standstill, other than, you know, the grocery stores, gas stations, you know, mechanics, things like
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But any kind of creative process or creative business that has creative products that expand or help or lead into preventive medicine aren't functioning right now. People are not getting that, are not receiving that information
mm-hmm.
at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just wrote an ad, not an ad, but an article on the nuclear receptor for Earth Star magazine, because I'm a
mm-hmm.
regular once-a-month writer in there, you know.
Right, right.
And I was going to read the article to you if you'd like to hear
oh,
it.
Oh, wonderful. Absolutely.
It's a long article, but I think everybody out there needs to hear it.
Okay, great.
What I'll do before I start reading is I'll wait till a few more people come online. There's quite a few coming up. I don't know why, but the people over on Ustream start really compounding about 15 minutes into the program and starting getting tons of them. So I'll wait a
right.
few minutes before I read them.
Now, we just had a buzz. I don't know if somebody's on there or not.
I don't know. I don't hear him.
Okay.
I know my birds are kind of loud, even the one in the... We got our watch bird out there, Frenchie, who's two or three, probably 50 feet from me, and through two or three rooms out of the foyer, and she's like singing right now or making a lot of racket.
Yeah, there's somebody that's coming on, Fred.
Okay, go ahead.
I just heard it again. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yes, hi.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, we
yes,
hear you
I
fine.
Can.
What's your
sure.
name?
Okay, hi. I'm glad I was able to get through to you. I called up. I wanted to ask a few questions if I could.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, great. It's good to talk to both of you. I've been following your work for a long time. I have a nuclear receptor. It's one of the silver-plated ones.
Right.
And I've been learning a energy healing called pranic healing, and I've been learning to a lot about working with crystals and how they interact with the chakras of the body.
Right.
I wanted to ask, I know with the nuclear receptor, it seems like that the crystals that are used in the nuclear receptor seem to be the the opposite color from what the chakras are and what is the traditional colors of the chakra in the bodies.
Right.
Okay. Does the nuclear receptor, does it do a like an inhibiting effect?
No.
On the body?
No. Well, let me explain about, first of all, the colors in the chakras, all right? The
yes.
The colors in the chakras are violet through red. And what happens is, if they're all keyed off of hydrogen. I mean, your body's made up of oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, and carbon. And as a result of that, they change color. Your chakras don't stay one color. They never do.
Right.
They change color. In
right.
the morning, they are the highlight is on red in the pituitary and pineal gland, and that shifts through the body gradually through the day. So at night, the violet has shifted to the pituitary and pineal glands at midnight, to be exact, approximately midnight. That changes all body functions. The body starts eliminating poisons usually around 5 or 6 in the morning and continues usually around 10 or 11 as a result of these changes. And so there is no set color for a chakra. And the people that put that information out were very erroneous because they weren't able to see that this was a dynamic change, not a static problem. Secondly, when we sell a nuclear receptor to someone, we're looking at that person's body and their color shift, and we're looking at the weakest point, at what point in the day or time is the weakest color being, you know, not functioning properly, which then can cause to a rundown disease or shortening of the lifespan condition in the body.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we select a gemstone that augments that person's weakest color frequency at the weakest point of the day, and that starts making it the strongest at that point of the day. And this goes on for a period of about a year, and that usually is, that problem is now fixed in the DNA of the body. And so we then change the stone out in the receptor to a different color, and we go to the next step until finally the person has gone through all seven colors. They don't always have to change seven stones. They usually change two or three. And that's why we have a complete receptor line that has the ability to change the stones from silver on up in precious metals. Secondly, in recent times, we have discovered that through a science that was called now quantum biology, which is the science that has been recently coined by physicists and advanced medical people because they have now understood the quantum effect or the instantaneous effect on the human body through the cells. In other words, the cell doesn't just go through a small stimulated response. It goes through an instantaneous response when treated radionically with some device like the nuclear receptor. So once we learned that, we went ahead and designed a new series designed to work much more powerfully on the quantum level, and that's our new professional series that's out now. So that's kind of what the one you have on doesn't have a natural gemstone. The one you have on has a synthetic stone. We don't put synthetic stones in the high-end products, but this, what we call the starter series, which is the gold and silver plated ones, that's where we put the synthetic stone. So there is a definite relationship in the stone in the fact that that is acting as a filter. Does that help answer some of your questions?
Yes. Well, and the nuclear receptor, does it have an inhibiting effect as far as electromagnetic radiation, like from computers or other electromagnetic
equipment? Yeah, they do. They actually do. We used to sell those to IBM technicians years ago. IBM bought quite a number of those for their technicians to eliminate the X-ray effect that came off the old screens that had cathode ray tubes. But now there's a certain fatigue that's introduced by the digital of screens, which is not a radioactive problem, a radiation problem of X-rays like the old ones, and the fatigue is best handled by our nuclear receptor in the solid silver series. The one that you have will work. You'll notice it when you take it off at the end of the day, probably, but when you get into a silver one, it's noticeable immediately all day long. So once you have experienced something, what people typically do is buy the one that you have now if they can't afford the greater one, and then later on when they realize it's not about money, it's about performance, then they'll turn around and get the solid silver one. And we work out financing and different programs for people that do that. So
yes,
that's how this company evolved. You know, I mean, that's how it's evolved from what it is. We have these starter products, and then we go into the really serious stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, I've noticed with mine, I wear mine all day while I'm at work, and I notice it tends to get very heavy and
it's
like
picking up radiation, right.
Heavy
right,
at the end
right.
of the day.
Yeah, that's the radiation effect. You have to rinse it off in water to get rid of that. And if you're getting that with a heat, what we call helium cadmium one, or the inexpensive one, the pewter one, you probably can't handle all the radiation that you're being exposed to. You need to upgrade to the silver as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Then that'll handle it a lot better because you're getting overloaded. And when you're overloaded for any length of time, most people end up with prostate or, if it's a woman, you know, breast cancer. It's where it comes from, you know, it's from radiation. That's why there's so much of it around right now. Even the water we drink today is 15% more radioactive than it was in the past.
Yes. The one that I have right now, I have an aquamarine stone in it, which...
Yeah, that's the immune system.
I had that in it for immune system.
Right.
How do I determine when I need to change it out or what I would change the stone to?
Well, you wouldn't change the stone in that one because you can't change it. You'd have to get a silver one. You don't have a silver one.
Silver?
You have a silver-plated one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you can't change the stone in that. It will
break.
Those little prongs where the holes of stone will break, and that's also a synthetic stone. You need to get a natural stone.
Natural stone, yes.
How tall are you, anyway?
I'm 5'8".
Okay, and then how's your weight versus your height?
Right now, I'm 170 pounds.
Okay, so you're slightly overweight. You work out a lot?
Yes, I just started on an exercise program again to try to lose weight.
Yeah. It sounds to me, the combination of the radiation you're receiving, which is probably going to your thyroid gland, causing a reaction. How old are you anyway?
55.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're at a critical stage in life where you really need to get your body in order to have a good quality of life for the next 30 or 40 years. And we call that the midlife point. I remember when I was 55, I went through that stage, and I changed some stones out. You want to get the emerald. You want to get a silver or gold receptor with an emerald in it. That's the one you need right now. That'll help you with your weight. It'll help you with your radiation. It'll help you with your energy. I'd almost recommend a ruby, but how is your energy level, by the way?
It's not that good all the time. I've been drinking energy drinks.
Yeah.
Natural energy drinks, but they have caffeine in them.
Yeah, well, caffeine won't hurt you in moderation. It's when you do a lot of it, it dries your skin out.
Yeah.
How do you compare your energy at 55 versus 44? Or 45, 10 years ago, how would you compare it?
Well, it's about comparable, but I'm doing a lot of energy work on myself using pranic healing and Reiki and other techniques.
Yeah. I'd recommend that, yeah. I don't think you're ready for a redstone. I would go with the emerald right now. You need more balance and integration. But after about a year, I would swap that. Now you'd have a piece that you could swap a stone out. I would say that you'd probably, after about a year of wearing an emerald in a silver or gold receptor, that you should swap it out for a ruby. But I wouldn't start with a ruby right now because it's gonna cause too many toxins in your body to be released too fast, because it works on the liver too very, and you will feel uncomfortable. It makes you feel speedy, and that's uncomfortable.
Yes.
You need to get your speed from your endorphin release from your exercise, so that's why I recommend the emerald.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Is there one advantage over the other as opposed to getting a silver or a gold one over the other?
Well, preferably the gold one, of course, is more expensive. You know, the advantage to some people is the price. You get into a solid gold one, the solid gold one has tremendous healing power. Tremendous healing power. Steve, tell them about it. You've had solid gold and platinum and silver. You wore
them all. It's a very smooth metal. It's extremely powerful, and what that'll do is attract more energy. So the idea of it is, let's say that your energy level is at 4, I would think putting that 18-karat gold nuclear receptor on, your energy would jump from 4 to 6 without any question at all. it's extremely powerful, and the energy levels that go through the gold receptor are almost 10 times brighter than they are going through the silver receptor. So it's a whole different issue. And it's like platinum. I don't have a platinum nuclear receptor, but I have a platinum projector. And I was at the doctor last week, and they were trying to draw draw blood out of my arm and couldn't do it. When I took off the projector, they could do it, but as soon as I had that on, they couldn't draw blood. So there's a lot of different things that are very significant. So I would highly suggest, if you're thinking about 18 karat gold, I would highly suggest that, because you're talking about completely different kind of energy. And if you can't afford the 18 karat gold, I would certainly buy that silver receptor. It's not going to be the silver. Be the same level as the gold, but you might not even be ready to wear gold yet.
The other thing is, Steve, that the silver receptor with the gold bridge is an in-between.
Oh, that's beautiful. Beautiful, yes. That's beautiful.
And he should get the professional series where we actually gold plate the top of the bridge, the new one.
Right.
Those new ones. It'll be a little less expensive than a straight duotone, but
mm-hmm.
it's not a bang for your buck, and that's the new ones that we have out.
Yes. I felt the energy of some of those. They're extremely powerful. Very powerful.
That one called the Negotiator would be a good one. I have one of the, I don't know if I've got any of those in emerald, but I can put an emerald stone in it and ship it out. It's not a problem. We can swap it out. It would
mm-hmm.
be a really good. It's a lot of bang. It's about a $4,000 piece for somewhere around $1,500. That's the introductory price. It's really, that's the new stuff. I've got pictures, but I've only put one of them up on the website so far.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that would be a really powerful one. Well, or you could just go with a straight duotone. Depends on your budget, but it's well worth the money. Trust me. Nobody ever sends these things back. We have people buying them that can barely afford them, and once they get them, it somehow or other helps their
financial. It changes their life.
Yeah.
Really, really does.
Yeah, well, if you call the 1-800 number and talk to Mikkel, she can give you all the information on these different ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you'll probably really, really be glad you talked to her for a little bit.
Right.
Where are you located?
Recommend the emerald. I'm actually in a little town just east of Spokane, Washington, about 20 miles. I'm in Idaho.
Oh, in Idaho, right on the border there.
Yes, Rastrum.
Oh, up there. I know
that
area up there. It's very pretty.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we're having some weird weather today. It's raining and snowing here today.
Really? So when did you first get the receptor?
We had a really mild winter.
Yeah. It's all a sign of the time. When did you first get a receptor?
I've had this silver one for about 3 years now, and I just felt it was probably time for me to get it
make
stone
a change,
or something, because other than just getting really heavy at the end of the day, it doesn't seem to really be doing that much.
Well, I think you have a solid silver one.
No, it's the silver plated one.
Oh, okay. Well, if you bought that 3 years ago, we've gone through some design changes. You really want to get into a solid silver dual tone, because we've made design changes, and the power is like 50 or 100 times more powerful than the one you've got, and you've got the wrong stone anyway. You know, that's why you're getting all those reactions. You're probably loading up your liver with radiation. That
mm-hmm.
you should have changed that thing out a year and a half ago. A year and a half is about as far as people usually go when they get into a real receptor, what I call a really
mm-hmm.
powerful one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have the newer receptors on the website?
Just one.
Yes.
Yeah. I can send you pictures of the other ones if you email me at fredbell@pyridine.com, and I have pictures. We haven't put them on the website. I just got them yesterday. I can send you some pictures. There's one called the Ankh that's very beautiful, very powerful. There's one called the – how's your blood pressure, by the way, at 55?
My blood pressure seems to be pretty much normal, about 118 over 80.
Oh, yeah. Well, 80, that's a little bit high. The 80 is the return to your heart. That's the problem. you probably want to go with the heart chakra one. And if you email me, I'll send you pictures. Or what's your email address? I'll send you the picture anyway. You won't even have to email. What's your picture?
Sure.
What is it?
Yes, it's GEOCNN at gmail.com.
Okay, I meant G-E-O what?
C-N-N.
G-E-O-C-N-N at gmail?
G-E-O-C-N-N at gmail.com.
Gmail. Dot com. So it's George Echo Oscar Charlie Nancy Nancy at gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, when the show's over, I'll send you up the one that I recommend for you. And you can get it at any metal you want. The one that I would recommend in this would be a dual tone. And I think you'll be pretty shocked when you see it because it doesn't resemble anything that you've got on now.
Oh, great.
Well, I hope
thank you very much.
And I'd recommend that you change it as soon as possible because the one you got on probably is doing more harm than good at this point. When you start overwearing the wrong stone, it holds the body's progress back. You've seen that, haven't you, Steve, when people...
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
Explain that to him, what happens there.
Well, what happens, basically, when you're wearing a stone too long, it can actually... It'll start hurting the liver. I mean, it actually attacks the liver. And also, what you need to do is think about the power that's going into your body from heaven. So you need something to match that kind of energy. Because the energy keeps on going up no matter what you do. So you need to have the proper stone and the proper necklace to make that all work together. And this new device that he's got, I felt the energy of it. It's pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah, and you haven't
even
seen it.
It's real powerful.
Steve, have you got your computer going now?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. It's not working. The doggone thing keeps on breaking down on me. So
a brand new Toshiba.
I'm ready. It's not the Toshiba. It's a damn thing coming out of the wall. It keeps on shutting off, coming on, shutting off, and they put in a new device, and it's still breaking down, so I don't know what to do. I'm ready to pull my hair out of my head, and I don't even have any.
Yeah, well, that's why we got to get you a new hair razor.
Yeah, I know.
My
computer's been running awful slow.
Yeah. Steve's had more problems with computers. He misses out on some of the newest stuff. You know, it's kind of sad.
Well, I've seen the new Recept. I've seen your new professional.
Oh, one. You haven't seen the other one.
No, I have not.
Oh, the other ones are gorgeous. Oh my God.
I have to. You know what I might do? I might go to the library tomorrow and take a look at it through the library thing. Because I'll tell you, I've had more trouble with
it. So you can pick your email up at the library.
Yeah.
I can do that tonight. After the show.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
But I would highly suggest if you're going to get a new receptor, I would go for the professional series.
Yeah.
Because that's the way
to go.
He's
already been wearing the other one, so his body knows what it is, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You got to change it. You got to change. And the reason you have to change it is because your DNA is changing.
Right.
Everything is changing in the body right now for the better. But you have to have something that can match that kind of energy because the energy in your body is starting to really, really go forward. So you have to have something that will help along the way. And that the super receptor or the new device that he's got, I felt the energy of it. It's really beautiful. Really, really a lot of energy.
All right. Yes. And that's part of the question is knowing what you need to upgrade the stone to.
Right, you need the emerald.
Well, you're going to need the emerald, but I would certainly get that new series he has. I felt the energy of it. It's quite different than the nuclear receptor.
What I can do on that one now, Steve hasn't seen this. This is a three-stone bridge. Normally we have a single-stone bridge where the arms of the bridge, you know, the four arms that go down, we can put diamonds or something in there. But this is a three-stone unit that I'm recommending. And when you see it, it'll have three of the same color stones. In the big stone, which is the 5-millimeter stone, I would put an emerald, and then down in the two smaller arms that you'll see, we could put two rubies in there, and that'll give you a balance. This will give you the best of both worlds. Your main energy will be the emerald, but you'll also be getting two rubies in it that will, you know, substantiate where you're going to go next. And probably in the future, you'll swap like that same piece back a couple of years from now. We'll put a ruby where the emerald was, and probably your next two stones where the two little ones are. It's a three stone. It doesn't even resemble anything that Steve's ever seen or you've ever seen. It's the brilliance of this new product line that we've come out. It's a multi-frequency bridge, if I could say that. You just have to see it to understand it. So we could do it that way. If you're going to go to that quality, that kind of a machine, that's what I'd recommend. The emerald is the main stone, and the two little stones in the bottom, I would get rubies, and that'll increase your circulation and lower that 80. That 80 needs to go down to 70. The 117 or whatever it was is the systolic pressure. Is it going out of your heart? That's the first number. But where heart attacks occur is the blood coming back to the heart, and that's the diastolic. I mean, and you need to change that, because you don't want that to block up. You know, the output pressure of the heart, the systolic pressure, is pretty much it could be up at 140 and you'd be okay. Mm-hmm. But when you have the diastolic pressure up at 80, 90 is the borderline. 90 is where the red zone is. You want to get that down to 70, and this type of design on this new machine will do it. It'll do exactly what you need. So you get the best of both worlds. You get the ruby and the emerald, but primarily keying through the emerald, which is your thyroid gland. It's a complete new concept.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's all new. I mean, it's way, you know, we are a progressive company, and this is the beauty of a process. This bridge is a beauty of a process called spontaneous parametric down conversion. That's what it is. It's an actual physics term. It has to do with relating with photons in your body, which then goes out and relates to the hydrogen atom, the oxygen, the nitrogen, and carbon atom in your body, which is the atomic constituent parts of your DNA in every cell and every blood vein and every blood vessel in your body. So this is a really far out new place where we've gone. You know, this company is evolving. It's absolutely astounding that we've gotten to this point. And this is what I recommend for you. Now I've finally zeroed in on the one you need, and I'll send you a picture of it tonight. I think you're going to be shocked when you see it, to say the least. And I'm also glad you called in, because it allowed me to actually discuss what this new piece will do. And each one of these pieces, by the way, does something entirely different. This is the one you need. I wouldn't even bother with anything else. Yeah, what metal? Determine the metals. We can do it in silver, gold, or mixture. Whatever you want, we'll do it in.
Great. And I'm glad that you did explain it. I was wondering how the stones related to the chakras.
Yeah. Well, now you know, because this thing, the old chakra system that people talk about is so obsolete. Everything is becoming quantum now.
Mm-hmm.
And we were the leaders in quantum since the beginning, but we didn't have the terminology on it. So I went back to, you know, I was just a basic little old physicist at one point, and that's pretty simple. And then when I got my medical, my homeopathic, you know, all the other stuff and studies, and I worked with lots of very famous doctors in the world, and I learned a lot. Going through that process, I learned I learned how to make things happen, but I couldn't explain what was happening. So then I went back and I renewed my physics background. I went and took some more studies, did a lot of more studying, and got up into theoretical physics and did some studies there, and then realized from the quantum world, from Murray Gell-Mann, who pretty much is the father of quantum physics, and then looked at Pear Laboratories over at Princeton, what they're doing right now, and suddenly realized that what we're doing at Pyridyne has been quantum for quite a long time, but we didn't have the terms for it. We didn't have the terminology for it. But now we have the terminology for it. Mm-hmm. And the SPDC, like I explained to you, we knew that was happening because we've been doing so much work with crystals and gemstones, but we didn't have classic physics, you know, classical physics explanations. But the science finally caught up to what we were doing, and now we have the absolute classical, demonstrable physics, you know, physical explanation for what we're doing now. So thank God physics finally caught up to where we're at, so we have orthodox terms applied to our, i.e., metaphysical terms or whatever in the past. You know, we're on the same page, and I guess this is good. You know, science finally caught us.
Yeah.
And we're very excited about that, and that's why we had these new products.
Finally catching up to the science.
Yeah.
The most beautiful part about it all is that when you have a necklace on, even the nuclear receptor, the energy that's coming through, going through the pyramids, going through that little hole, and going through or the other side is absolutely the purest white light I've ever seen. So it's becoming a lot more powerful, and we need to keep up with that. So I think this new device will help tremendously.
Yeah, hey,
in terms
what you don't
of the
know
energy.
About the new device is you had the center stone up there as the one stone, you know, if you even if you had stones on the bridge, it all amplified the center stone, right?
Right, right.
Okay, the new bridge puts a three-way signal in. Instead of a one-way signal, I'll put three signals in at once.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
That's 20 years all of a sudden in 1 year superseded. It's three signals.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to freak when you see this stuff. Everybody is.
Really
even
looking
people,
forward to it.
Yeah, even people that don't even believe in this stuff look at this piece and they got to have one. They don't even believe in this stuff. But they see it and they want one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sell my. By the way, if you know anybody that wants to buy the one I've been wearing for the last 10 years, which is beautiful, it's obsolete now for what the new one is. So I'm going to offer it at a really, really good price. It's not one that he needs, but somebody out there will need this one that's never worn a receptor before.
Well, the receptor, no matter if they get the newer one or they have this older one, it's tremendously powerful no matter which one it is. So the newer one is very powerful, but I don't think people realize the power of gold and a projector the gold and the platinum bridge. It's extremely powerful. So even that one with the pure light that's coming through now, oh my goodness gracious, that has set somebody right up.
Yeah. It's exciting, you know what I mean?
Very exciting.
Too bad the economy is not up where they can really appreciate what we're doing, because science moves forward, but pretty soon people will start waking up, and they're going to start, you know, people get on this new professional series, it's going to explode out there. Nothing out there comes close to what we're doing now in DNA and energy and frequency work.
Well, I can see that, Fred, because I'm looking at the whole and the energy is just pure white light. It's almost twice the light as it was last year when I looked at it. So I can see the energy is just coming through at a much more powerful level. So this new device is going to be absolutely incredible.
What's your email address, too? Because I'll send you, whatever I send to George, GEOCNN, I'm going to send to you. What's your, Steve Barish?
It's Stephen Barish.
Is it EN or AN?
At PHEN. STEPHEN.
Okay, Barish.
BARISH at Frontier.
Okay, at Frontier.
Net.net.
Wait a minute. Is it FRONTIER?
Yeah, FrontierNet.net.
Okay, FrontierNet.net.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me repeat that.
.net.
Okay, so it's Stephen Barish at Frontier, FRONTIER.
Right.
.net.
At net.net. Frontier at .net.
No, it's Stephen Barish at FrontierNet.net, right?
There you go.
I got it. I'll send you a copy of it, too, because even my sidekick here is not even fully on board with what we're doing now. Yeah.
I'd love to see them all because I want to play with them. You know, I just love that stuff.
I want some of these.
You
can
know,
order them
I
in
just,
silver and save a little money. You're going to want one of each to play with.
Yeah,
you.
Probably. But I think I would want some in gold, Fred. The higher energy plane ones, I'd have to get them in gold.
The heart chakra one's going to blow your socks off.
I imagine it would, Fred.
Yeah, it's a three-way input through the bridge versus a one-way. We've never had a three-way input through the bridge before.
Yeah.
Even Buddy's starting to talk now. He's excited about it.
That's wonderful.
Boo, are you talking?
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
But these things are very powerful, Fred. I mean, they're really powerful. They're much more than what we had with the nuclear receptor, much more.
Oh, I mean, the nuclear receptor is a great piece. The projector is a great piece. But the new professional series is a step above the entire...
Yes.
You know, I would, you know... It's a step way beyond the old nuclear receptor. The old nuclear is great for somebody that's never worn one or had one,
right?
And
right.
quite affordable. But
right.
when you really, you know, I've got a solid gold with a platinum bridge with a yellow diamond in it, and I'm getting ready to let this thing go at a reasonable price because
mm-hmm.
I'm going to the new one.
Right.
I'm
right.
over this one. I've had it. I've been wearing one of these for 20 years. One
yes.
sold several of them off of my body, and all this is going to be sold way below what it costs to make it, but I'm going to get one myself.
Yeah.
I really am.
I'm going to sell mine, too, and get one the same way before. That should be very interesting, Fred. That's going to be awfully powerful.
Oh, it is. It really is.
Yeah. It's. I'm looking at the stones now, and I'm looking at them firing. They're really incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible.
Where do you see the Ankh? The Ankh, okay, that's not what he needs. I don't know what George needs, but the Ankh is another one.
Right.
It has about 16 different firing points in the center.
Really?
Yeah. I'll send you a picture of that one, too.
Wow.
Yeah, we have
wow.
one the Ankh that's ridiculous. I don't even know what it does yet. I mean, completely. I knew what the heart one does, but
mm-hmm.
the Ankh one was given to me, you know, by a higher source.
Right.
And I have an idea. I think what it does is it opens up. This is what I think it does. Cause tell people wear it. I won't. We don't ever say what we think it's going to do until somebody tells us what it does. The heart chakra mm-hmm. one I know because I worked on this one specifically for a
mm-hmm.
while. I know what it does.
Mm-hmm.
The one we just
mm-hmm.
talked about with the three
right.
stones on it. The Ankh was one of the more far out ones. Not recommended for heart people. With
right.
you know, high diastolic pressure, but the Ankh, when I was given the design, I was told that it has to do with going deep into your spirituality.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because remember now, the other units, the earlier receptors were for DNA. Let's fix the problem. Let's get your genetics working.
Right.
And,
right.
And so people that wore these things from 7 to 20 years. It becomes,
mm-hmm.
like me, boring. Let's
right.
explore spiritual factions.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
So the Ankh unit, and I'm going to send you a picture of that. I'm going to send one up to George, too. The Ankh unit is
mm-hmm.
absolutely mind-blowing when you see it.
Yeah, I would imagine, Fred.
And if you, not everybody can afford these things in solid gold, so buy them in silver. Because
mm-hmm.
and then
mm-hmm.
we gold plate the bridges.
Right.
We have a new process, a brand new process, where we gold plate the top of the bridge so it looks like a duotone,
mm-hmm.
but it's less expensive than a duotone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you've got a duotone for less than you would have spent with a solid gold bridge.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And the actual plating process on the top of the duotone makes it work great. I think we have another caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, hi. It's Eric from Boston again with another off-topic questions.
Yeah, go ahead.
First I just wanted to ask about, figure out, is there any way to filter out fluoride out of your water or boil it out or anything?
Filter what out?
Fluoride, you know, sodium fluoride out of your water.
You need a reverse osmosis unit for that. We don't sell those.
So so you can't, like, boil it and catch the vapor? And
you're not going to do anything there. You're wasting your time.
Yeah. Well, and another off-topic question. A guy, Steve Quayle, on Coast to Coast last night.
Yeah.
I always wanted to ask you about this, about the Giants, whatever, you know, I guess they would be the Anunnaki that came in the spaceships to Mount Hermon, you know,
right.
What I'm talking about?
You're talking about Stephen Quayle, yeah.
Yeah, well, he brought that up, and I was wondering if you heard anything about last year he said that they came by, or they came down to Earth again, or whatever, last June. I was wondering if you heard anything about that.
Well, I'll tell you what's happened over here. About 2 weeks ago, I woke up about 3 o'clock in the morning and went outside in my driveway, and I'm in a Ranchero estate area. I had two Pleiadian ships hovering one on top of the other, not very far away. Unfortunately, I didn't have my camera with me at the time. I went and got Mikkel. I got very excited because I started having a contact with these Pleiadian ships. And so I went and got Mikkel, but she was really tired. She'd been working hard that day. And by the time I got her up to go out and see him, well, first I tried to wake her up. She wouldn't wake up. I went back, and the ships were still there. So I'm looking at these two big ships. I haven't seen two Pleiadian ships hovering at close range probably in 20 years, okay? 20 years. So I went back. Well, it was actually 1989, so that may be a little bit more than 20 years. So then I was going to get my camera. I said, well, these guys are going to be here for a while. So I was going to go get my camera. So I went back and got Mikkel instead because she was more important than the camera for her to have the experience because she's never seen a Pleiadian ship up close like a lot of my friends have when they're around me. So by the time I got her up and she finally went out there, they were gone, which kind of, you know, it's kind of sad. So the fact is that two Pleiadian ships came here, and I had a huge mental contact with them about all the stuff that we're talking about tonight and things that we're not, means that there is a lot going on. Unfortunately, what I'm seeing now is because this energy is raised so high, a lot of people that aren't quite ready for contacts and that sort of thing are almost brain dead or void in their minds right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you can relate to that or not, but that's what I see happening.
Well, because I heard on a YouTube channel, because it's been coming up a lot to me. I've been seeing that whole I don't know if they're the actual Anunnaki or whatever, but and I also heard the Greys had something to do with it, also known as the Watchers or whatever.
Yeah.
And supposedly there's a theory that they are supposed to come back in 2012, and that the Northern Meridian line was moved more west from Mount Hermon to I forget why, but Mount Hermon is north of the equator, 33.53 degrees, and it's east of the North Meridian line, 33.53 degrees as well. So that's I guess there's some sort of connection there with the 33 degrees of the Freemasonry or something like that.
Well, it's numerology. It's a six. Six is a power point. So people that don't fear see six as a power number. People that fear see 666 as the Antichrist, and that means they're brain dead. There is no Antichrist. Antichrist is a form of ignorance. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anything to do with 33 is great. I love it. Anything to do with 6, I love it. You know, it's great. There is no downside to it at all. But people think there's a downside to it because they're stupid. Or actually, I should say uninformed.
Mm-hmm.
Fear is ignorance and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, I would go on Sean Morton's website, Delphi Associates. When it comes to the Anunnaki, he's the authority on that stuff. He's way more advanced on the Anunnaki and all the local, you know, the local prophecies versus extraterrestrial events that are occurring worldwide. There's a tremendous effort right now of the government, our government, to keep this stuff suppressed because pretty much France, Brazil, not England, but France, Brazil, Germany, all other nations, all they want to do is release this ET stuff. They think they're fed up with the United States. The United States is telling them to keep their mouth shut, blah, blah, blah. And England, of course, goes along with the United States. Even Japan wants to release this information.
Mm-hmm.
Highly
mm-hmm.
suppressed right now. And when this information is released, it'll make it's going to expose the satellite mind control program, which is huge right now. I've been doing this a show on KCET. Look it up on the Internet, all you listeners. I do it from 2 to 4 in the morning. It's all over the state of California. KCET. I think it's like 97.3 or something FM. Huge FM. We're doing that at 2 to 4 in the mornings now, a couple times a month. And what we find is people on there are very aware of what's going on. We're finding doing these shows, I'm shocked that when I do shows, you know, in the wee hours of the morning, the clientele that I get, brilliant people, absolutely stone cold people that are in the knowledge. You know, people that are listening to these day shows are all bound up in these, you know, serial shows and these Orange County housewives and New York housewives and that whole mentality, which is huge, and what's going on with Tiger Woods and Jesse James and Sandra Bullock. This is a huge dead space in our arena of what we need to do to save this planet and help our children grow.
Yep.
So and that dead space is growing, as is the mind space of the wee hours of the morning listeners like Art Bell, George Norrie, all those listeners. So we're looking at a big shift in consciousness here and almost a balance point of what's going on. But,
right.
But the stuff you're talking about definitely needs to be explored, and I would definitely get in touch with Sean Morton.
Yeah, I'll look up his, I'll Google his name and all that.
Yeah, he's a friend of mine. He does Art Bell. He used to do Art Bell almost every day, about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
He only got a couple more minutes, guys, so.
Yeah.
Okay,
then I'll get off. Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, by the way.
I'll call next time or something.
Yeah, call again. We'll talk some more.
Definitely will. I have a lot to talk about.
Okay, hey, Steve, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's quite a show, huh?
That was wonderful, Fred.
Yeah,
really,
we're
really
getting
good.
The show's growing again, you know, now that we're doing it, not doing pre-recorded programs, but...
Right.
And I got a big guest list to bring on board, but right now our own news is so exciting that I think it's more important than bringing in outsiders, although I enjoyed our last caller and what he's talking about, because that's the pet project stuff that I like to do, you know?
Yeah.
And it ties in with this new receptor.
Yes, I think that... this new receptor is going to be big, Fred, even bigger than the old one.
Oh, I do too.
Much bigger.
I'm switching over to one, and I'm
yep.
offering up this one that I'm wearing now, which is solid gold and platinum at a very low price with a beautiful, beautiful yellow diamond in it, you know, a natural canary. I'm ready for the new one. I'm just blown away by them, you know.
I can't wait
to show you pictures of them and stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to, I've got a friend that's wearing my gold one now. I'm going to see maybe if I could sell it to her, and then get the gold. I don't know which one I want. They sound all beautiful.
I get a bunch of them in silver because mm-hmm. you know you're a wholesaler, you're a distributor, and I have them there, and I let people look at them because I think you'll be selling quite a few of them when people see these.
Yeah,
they're not boring.
Yeah.
You know, they're not
yep.
boring at all.
No, not at all.
Okay, give your phone number, and then we got to go.
It's 585-746-8321. You got any questions about the new receptors, please give me a call. If not, call Fred, and they'll give you all the information that you need.
And my number is 1-800-729-2603. Email me, and you've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. I didn't get the chance to read this article. But,
next week.
I'll read it next week, hopefully.
Fantastic.
I can even send it out to people that request it because I'll have it on email.
Fantastic, Fred.
All right. I guess we're out of here. Thanks, you guys at Ustream. You've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. Dr. Fred Bell. It's on bbsradio.com. And it's 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific. Every Thursday, and then there's a late night Sunday night show where it's just an educational show. Bye, all. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.